welcome to sort of the midterm, midweek period. You get a little bit of reprieve, I suppose, in week four here this week. That is, you get Prizol readings are still there. There is a big discussion question. And then it is kind of a midterm paper. It's trying to get you to think through these difficult transcendentals in an actual application type setting, or what it would actually mean to utilize these in some meaningful way, not just sort of theoretical. So you've got that. I will say, when it comes to the forums, something is still not working the way I want it to work. Thought I was closer last week, and I have not been able to drill down what setting is doing what or not doing what. So the form just is as it is this week. Answer the question, reply, just do your best, and I will clean it up on the back end when I grade next week. So just a couple little notes about what's coming up. As for what we've just done, I really enjoyed reading, listening, watching all of the stuff. And I really am pretty happy that a number of you are able to see overlap or similarities in the stuff, like, oh, this actually connects to this thing, and this actually makes sense in this way, which is good. That's kind of what we were after. This is one of the more difficult concepts just in general, just in life, to have a sense of community. And the reason it's difficult is because it's almost one of those elements of, you know it when you have it, or you know it when you don't. But other than that, you don't know what it means. You don't know what it means to seek one out, find one, work with one. And sure, we find groups, we look for groups, but a sense of community is much stronger than just an organization or a group dynamic. And right, one of the things that's difficult to process through here when we think about our community is we typically start with family and friends. Family, if it's good family, right, will sort of hang in there. But some have very tough lives, and family is not their community. Friends can be community, but even that can be difficult because friend groups change. Been having this conversation with my daughters quite a bit in the last year. They're in high school, and oddly, or for whatever reason, my strongest friend group are still the ones I went to college with. No one from high school, not even that many from graduate school. There's one or two I still talk to. My real community, as it were, are the guys I went to college with. Then after that, right, that's the hard part. When you start thinking through organizations and groups like work, is that your community? Well, I mean, that's the thing, right? We would want to hope so. We'd want to say that the people in my division, the people that are in my faculty are my community, and some of them very much are. But what is difficult is when it feels forced. And I think that's a lot of what I was reading through the value statement responses, which I will say this, I read through all of these and I watch or listen to all of them. And there's not anything that sort of strikes me as wildly, I've kind of gotten to the point, I've heard a lot of this before, but just so you know, I don't share this with administration. Like, oh, look, the kids are unhappy. And so when I'm doing this, it really is a matter of what I'm trying to do. And when I teach this class, is to really think through what is meaningful in your time here at the university. And I think a number of you cite and highlight a lot of what I know already, just watching student interactions in different ways. By and large, respect is probably okay. It is unfortunate to hear the number of people highlight that it's good with faculty, not so much with staff. It's interesting. inclusion was looked pretty good, although I have heard from another a number of other sections in the past that they actually think inclusion's pretty weak. And I would certainly understand that for a number of reasons. In terms of service, that is something a number of either faculty and or staff are committed to, but it's not really built throughout. That's actually something I have talked to administration about. It's something you maybe do it in class, or maybe do it your orientation or your first year, but it's not consistent, and that can be kind of problematic. And then excellence, again, that's a fair thing, and I will tell you, just because I think it's interesting, when the faculty, when we've talked about this, being faculty, they often ask a question, what does that even really mean? I mean, how do you know if you're even doing it if we don't know what we think it means to be excellent? And again, a number of items I read had to do with perhaps faculty or staff or administration. And I will say this, and it maybe doesn't directly tie to the readings as such, but does tie to the overall gist of what I know about the big wide world you're going to go into when you graduate. And you know, what is different when you think about this community aspect, and we try to think about who we are working for. Not that we're not working for ourselves, but sort of who we serve, who's in our community, who we take care of. We can get really lost when you are thinking only about resources. And that means money, time. And so a number of you citing the money issue is legitimate, right? And you'll find wherever you work, there's always going to be an element of how do you balance what's for the good of everyone and also make sure you still have an organization to work with. So it's a fair concern, and I don't know that I've been anywhere that, or have worked anywhere that it's not somewhere in some way about money. I think we want it to not be that when we talk about education, but sadly it turns out that way. And I'll tell you, for a few of you who may be curious or interested in this, same is true in ministry. It's one of the difficult things in dealing with churches, is you want it to be there for a community, but they're often worried about money also. So that's not very uplifting, but it's the real deal. That's what it's like. And I think that's exactly what you shared with me, and I appreciate it.